The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. And today, I wanted to share some quick notes, tips, questions to ask yourself, and pieces of advice for planning your next launch. Now, this is going to be most applicable to those of you who are launching a product, be it physical or digital. This also could apply to launching something like a new YouTube channel, a new podcast, launching a new website, something like that. But this is most likely going to be most applicable if you are launching a new product or if you plan on selling something in the near future, whether it's a $30,000 mastermind or a $3 sticker, these tips should help you out. And the idea for this episode came from the current launch that we are doing right now. We are launching the Grow Your Gram Bootcamp, which is a 3-day virtual live event where we are going to teach people how to grow and monetize their Instagram, how to turn followers into customers. We're in the process of launching that free bootcamp right now. So I wanted to kind of share with you some details on what went into this launch, what it's like during the launch, and what our planning and preparation was like before we began. If you wanted to learn more about the Grow Your Gram Bootcamp, which again is totally free, just visit growyourgram.com or click the link in the show notes below this episode. The first tip, of course, is to plan. Abraham Lincoln is credited with the quote, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first 4 sharpening the axe." Basically, that just speaks to the importance of preparation, the importance of refining your skills and planning ahead and preparing for the action that you're about to do. Launching something is big, and I like that we use the word launch. I like that in the business world, we use the word launch because there's a lot that goes into launching something. Think about launching a rocket into space. There's years and years of practice and science and math and research that goes into that launch. And the same should be true with launching your product. Even if it's just launching a new freemium on your website, there should be some planning that goes into it. My recommendation, of course, is that the earlier you can start planning, the better. The bigger the launch, the bigger the product, the more expensive the product, the bigger your goals, the earlier you should start planning. Now, if you're just launching a new post on your blog, you might not need to plan that for weeks in advance. But if you're launching some big, new, huge product or some new course or some new, huge mastermind, you should start planning a few weeks in advance at least, if not a month or two in advance. Let's talk a little bit more about planning. First of all, I think it's important to set goals and goals, of course, that are specifically time-bound and quantity-driven. So rather than just, I want to have a successful launch or I want to help a lot of people, those are great things, but let's be really nitty-gritty about it. Let's get specific. I want to have 25 sales in my first day. I want to have 100 sales total. I want to sell 30 memberships in the first hour. And you could even get more specific when it comes to different pieces of your marketing, which we will talk about later. So you could say, I want to have an email open rate of above 30%. I want to have a click-through rate of 8%. I want 10% of the people who land on my landing page to actually finish the checkout process. Now, in terms of what specific numbers should you set, that brings me to my next tip, which is that yes, dream big, but also be realistic. It's great that you want to make $1 million in sales, but let's be realistic. Maybe you only have 100 followers on Instagram and you're selling sticker packs for $4. Maybe it's not realistic to set your goal of $1 billion in sales. So dream big, of course, but be realistic. And a good way to do that is to study what other people have done. Study their pricing, their messaging, their copywriting. Study what they did for marketing. Did they do all email? Did they do text marketing? Did they hit you up on every single social media channel? Did they do a ton of reels? Did they go on a whole promotional campaign? Study what other people have done when they've promoted similar things and when they've promoted things that maybe were in the same price range but a different product. Or maybe they were promoting something that was a totally different product and a totally different price range, but they were promoting it to the same audience that you're going to be selling to yourself. So the more you can study others, the more you can learn from their mistakes, what they've done well and what they have struggled with, the better you will be prepared for your own launch. And I'm speaking from experience on this one, the earlier you can start planning, the better. If you're listening to this podcast right now and you're planning on launching a product tomorrow and you haven't started planning with it, I don't want to put a dark rain cloud above your head and tell you that it's going to be a terrible launch. But studies would show, statistics would suggest that the earlier you start planning, typically the better things will work out. Now, I've launched things in the past that I've put very little planning into and I've had success with them. But I would say that's more the exception than the rule. So just start planning early. Even if you're in the very early stages of still coming up with your product or coming up with this new course or deciding if you actually want to launch this thing, start planning, start thinking about it, start putting some feelers out there to your audience, learn what they want, learn what other people in your industry already offer, and it will just help you out in the long run. My second really big important note that I want to make about launching a new product or service or whatever it may be is to create some sort of an outline in your plan. So rather than just trying to keep it all in your head or maybe scribble down on a piece of paper, use some actual digital tool to outline your marketing plan. I can tell you that we are in the process right now of launching this Grow Your Gram Bootcamp. And if you have no idea what that is, it is a 3-day virtual event that my mom and I are hosting where we are going to teach you, yes, how to grow your Instagram, yes, how to increase your engagement, but most importantly, we are going to teach you how to monetize your Instagram, how to convert followers into customers, how you can make sales without being salesy. And I can't believe I haven't said this already, but the Grow Your Gram Bootcamp is totally free, 100% free to attend. It's live trainings, but there are recordings and replays available of every live in case it's not right for your time zone or in case you miss day one or day two. You can always rewatch them. And just head to growyourgram.com, like grow your Instagram, growyourgram.com, and you can reserve your totally free ticket. You can also click the link down in the description below this podcast episode. But definitely get in as soon as possible. Reserve your free ticket before this opportunity goes away. This is a boot camp that we only do once a year. So definitely make sure to join ASAP. That's what we are in the process of launching right now. And to be totally transparent, we have a Google Sheet that is filled with our entire marketing outline. It has dates and times of when different emails are going out, when different text messages are going out, when different social media posts are going up, when we're expected to do different live videos, different trainings, different promotions, talking about different things on our stories. All of that was planned weeks in advance on this Google Sheet, which is very easy to navigate and move through. And it's shared with our entire team so that we can all literally be on the same page. And moreover, we also have a Google document that is filled with every text message fully typed out, every email fully typed out. So it's all right there on one document. We can read through it. We can make sure that everything's on the same page. We can make sure that there are no typos. We can make sure that all the links are working and just make sure that, you know, it's all in our voice and it all is saying what we want it to say. So plan your marketing outline. And when you are planning that marketing outline, here are some things that you want to consider, some questions you might want to ask yourself. What is your promotional tour going to look like? Or are you even going to go on a promotional tour? You know how whenever you're watching a late night talk show, they're always bringing on the best guests, but those guests are always there to promote their upcoming movie launch or their book that's about to come out or their new TV show that they're being a part of? That's intentional. Those are promotional tours. And although you might not go on Jimmy Kimmel's show, you might be able to get on some podcasts. You might be able to go live with some people in your industry. You might be able to do some social media guest posts for other social media users who are in your same industry and have approximately the same followers as you. Leveraging other people's already existing audiences is a great way to, yes, build your own audience, but also get your product or whatever it is that you're selling and launching in front of those audiences. Another question is, are you going to use affiliates? Now, if it's a free product, if it's something that's relatively inexpensive, if it's your first launch, you might not want to use affiliates. You might not even consider it because there is some additional setup required. But if you're launching a big product, like let's say a course or a couple hundred dollar mastermind, something like that, you might want to consider using affiliates. Basically, in its simplest form, an affiliate is when someone promotes your thing for you and then they get credit for doing so. Some people will choose to reward their affiliates based off of number of link clicks, number of purchases. Some people will reward their affiliates just a flat fee. You know, hey, I'll pay you $300 to promote my course on your stories, something like that. But leveraging affiliates, using those relationships is another great way to, you know, get your name and your product, your launch in front of a wider or a different audience. Another question is, of course, what social medias will you use, if any? Will you use all of your socials? Will you use just one? Will you use only one piece of one social? For example, only using stories on Instagram or only using Facebook Live on Facebook. So how much social media presence will you have during your launch? And also, what will it look like? Will your social media become 100% all about the launch? Or will it just kind of be sprinkled in and dabbled in on the side? Now, I want to let you know that we're going to be covering a lot of these topics during the Grow Your Gram Bootcamp, which I know I talked a little bit about earlier, but we're going to be covering a lot of these topics. We're going to be talking about how to sell, how to make more sales, how to convert those followers into customers. Where's the best place on Instagram to actually make sales? We're going to be talking about all of that in the Grow Your Gram Bootcamp. So you can click the link in the description below or just head to growyourgram.com. And it's a totally free bootcamp. We're going to do 3 days of live videos, totally free, teaching you everything that I just mentioned and going a lot more in depth on some of the things I'm covering in today's episode. And then another question that you want to ask yourself when you're making your marketing outline is, how long will these promotions last? And moreover, how long will the cart be open? So is this something where, hey, the cart's going to be open for forever, supposedly, after you launch the product? And anyone can buy it at any time? Or is this something where, you know, they only have 3 days to purchase? Or it's a 24-hour flash sale? Or they only have a week to join the course? And then once that ends, the registration period has closed. So how long will cart be open and how long will promotions last? Of course, if you want to make more sales, if you want to have more people join, if you want to have more people know and understand your offer, then you're probably going to have to be promoting for longer. To be totally transparent, we had a goal of reaching 75,000 people for the Grow Your Gram Bootcamp. That's our goal, 75,000 people in the Grow Your Gram Bootcamp. So we couldn't start promoting the day of the bootcamp or the day before. We started promoting 2.5 weeks before the bootcamp with emails and light social media and a little bit here on the podcast. And then as we got closer to the start date, which is October 12th, we ramped it up and started promoting more and making it more of a focus of our social media and our different content channels. And then my third and final tip for planning your next launch is to hire help. Hire designers, copywriters, assistants. It doesn't have to be much. It doesn't have to be an entire team that you're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars, but consider outsourcing, consider hiring help. Launches can be very stressful and it's always helpful, even if it's just having your significant other proofread your emails or having a friend or loved one review your marketing and see if everything makes sense and if they understand what your offer is. The more advice and help and feedback you can get, the better and the more successful your launch is likely to be. So good luck with launching your next product, course, service, offer, whatever it may be. And I hope you join the Grow Your Gram Bootcamp. Head to growyourgram.com. So excited. And yes, if you have to miss one of the live trainings or, you know, you're listening to this after day one or day two of the bootcamp, you can definitely join and watch the replays, the recordings of the live trainings. That's definitely always available to you. I am so excited. And I will see you, hopefully, in the Grow Your Gram Bootcamp. Thanks for listening. And as always, happy networking.